off to the quayside of Bristol's harbour now, here on RNIB Connect Radio, to find out all about Forest Wake This Ground, an immersive exhibition of sensory delight at Bristol's International Centre for Contemporary Arts, the Arnold Feeney, to find out what will be on offer with audio description for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm now joined by Keiko Higashi, engagement producer at the Arnold Feeney, to find out more about Forest Wake This Ground. Hello, Keiko, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, it's a real pleasure to be here.
During the late 80s and a bit into the early 90s, when I was living and working in and around Bristol, I spent a lot of time at the Arnold Feeney, watching films in the cinema and exploring works of art in the gallery space and maybe a couple of drinks in the bar too. Keiko, for listeners who may not have actually ventured through the doors of the Arnold Feeney, would you be able to give me a little bit of background and history to the Arnold Feeney?
Yeah, it's a really huge Grade 2 listed building right in the centre of Bristol on the harbour. And something to say off the bat is that it's completely free to come along. So as you said, Toby, you can come along and enjoy the cafe, the bookshop. All four floors of the Arnold Feeney are completely free and welcome to everybody, fully accessible. We have exhibitions on, but we also have performances, we do film screenings, and we also have tons and tons of workshops that people can access every single day.
Forest Wake This Ground will be on at the Arnold Feeney until the beginning of October. And as I mentioned in my introduction, it is an exhibition full of immersory sensory delights with a great range of work on display by a wide range of artists too. Would you be able to give me a little bit of sort of background to Forest and maybe a sort of a bit of a rundown of what's on and how it all came about?
Yeah, this is a super exciting show. And when I started Arnold Feeney about 2 years ago, this was the first exhibition actually that we started talking about. So it's really dear to my heart. And it explores what lies above and below the forest floor through 13 different artists who are coming from all across the globe. And they are exploring it in lots of different ways. There are artists in the show, but there are also filmmakers, composers, and writers. And as you said, it really is a multi-sensory exhibition. There are incredible sound pieces by a sound artist called Hildegard Westerkamp. There are really wonderful smelling pieces as well by an incredible artist called John Newling, who has been creating these books from the soil from his own garden. And he's created these beautiful, very kind of tactile and wonderful smelling books that are a real capture of his garden over the last 2 years. We also have a wonderful poet as well called Sakia McKenzie, who was the writer-in-residence for the Forest of Dean in 2019, who has two beautiful poems which just really give another kind of perspective of how you might feel in the forest, really, and how you might explore the forest.
Access is very much part of what the Arnold Feeney does, and along with some recorded audio descriptions, there are a number of audio described tours and events for blind and partially sighted people to join in and immerse themselves in Forest Wake This Ground. Keiko, would you be able to give me a little bit of an overview of what will be on offer for blind and partially sighted visitors?
Yes, absolutely. So as you mentioned, Toby, at any point you can access the SoundCloud website and listen to our audio descriptions of each of the artworks in the show. But you can also listen to recordings by the artists that are in the show as well. So they have all recorded a short snippet about their take on and their approach to the exhibition and what they were thinking about and what their work is about. All the artists have also kindly donated a sample of their work. So visually impaired and partially sighted visitors can touch some of the pieces, the samples of the pieces, so they get a really good idea of how it's made. We're going to be offering monthly sensory tours as well. We're hoping to open an hour before we open to the public. So anybody visually impaired or anyone really who would like to access the exhibition when it's quieter and to have a more sensory tour, so be able to touch these samples and be able to sort of smell the smells and listen to the composed pieces in a quiet and guided environment.
Wow, that all sounds incredibly amazing, and I am certainly going to be jumping on the train and making my way to Bristol to the Arnolfini for Forest Wake This Ground. Kiko, if listeners would like to maybe find out a little bit more about the Arnolfini and, of course, what is on offer for blind and partially sighted people for Forest Wake This Ground, where is the best place for people to go to find out more?
I would say start off with our website, and just type in Arnolfini in the Google and it will come up. But also have a look at our SoundCloud page where you can listen to all of our audio descriptions and interviews with our artists. If you are into social media, then we have a very active Instagram page, which is just at Arnolfini Arts, or you can go on our Twitter or Facebook. And we have daily posts on there about different activities and workshops that we're doing.
And it's great because there's going to be a lot happening throughout the year too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Kiko, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio all about the amazing Forest Wake This Ground at the Arnolfini.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.